On October the 18th, general meeting, Franklin County Board of Trustees, and I'd like to have Pastor Womack, if you would, do a prayer for us there.
Before we pray, I just want to say thank you to the guys. I mean, we had a Narcan class, whatever it was, there at the fire station. I thought it was a really good turnout and what a great idea, and just being aware of the community. So thank you to all of you, and let's begin with prayer. Father, there's so much that we don't know, and there's so much that we don't understand, but your scriptures tell us that you know all things. You know the hearts of all people, and you see our ways. And so, Lord, I pray that we would seek your way, and that we would seek your wisdom, your direction, as we make decisions. I pray for the men. I want to say electoral officials to the township, that you'd give them wisdom. Most importantly, that they would work together in unity, not only amongst themselves, but also with the community for the benefit of us all. We do pray for our first responders that are out there right now. Watch over them, keep them safe, not only in our township and city, county, state, but throughout the country. Mm-hmm. And we do pray for our armed forces. This country would not be what it is without those who defend it and protect it and serve. So we thank you. And now, Lord, we ask your blessing upon all who are here, and we pray for wisdom and knowledge, discernment, and direction. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to be standing for the pledge, please.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to ask for the approval of minutes for a special meeting October the 3rd, special meeting October the 4th, and regular meeting of October the 4th, 2018, please.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, resolutions. John, would you want to read the payroll?
Resolution 18198, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board of approves payroll in the amount of $144,922.05 and bills in the amount of $35,537.49 for a total of $180,459.54 from check number 48227 to check number 48354.
Second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have any other resolutions, Robert?
That one that I gave you, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, it'd be resolution 18-197. Okay, the resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor. This is a, Ohio Revised Code Sections 5705-34, 5705-35. Could I have a second on that, please?
What is it? I'm not exactly sure what we...
Well, it's basically the taxes that we get in. They project our property taxes and things that we're getting.
Yeah.
So we're accepting the... that's a resolution that was sent to us.
Okay.
Forwarded to the auditor, or the county auditor.
Right. They sent it to us to have the board approve that we are willing, that we're basically accepting the taxes that they'll send us.
Right. Yes. Yes, we'll do that.
Yeah.
In the future, are we able to get a copy of this ahead of time so that all
It came
can...
today, okay. So I mean, certainly if I can get a hold of it.
You can get a hold of it quicker. We just
Can you send us a copy so I can look at this later and I'll second that?
Yeah, sure. That's all right. I don't need a copy, but anyway.
I just wanted to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Numbers I like to study.
Sure. All right. So John, you seconded that?
I did.
Okay. The vote is John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you might not just think you want to sign it there or not.
Yeah.
All righty. New business, that is the only other resolution we had. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, on new business, excuse me, for the police department, unfortunately, I guess Chief Smith is pretty much under the weather and had to take a day off today, a sick day off, and so we'll do a little discussion. I know Tim Cheney has some big issues there, and we want to talk about them, which we will here shortly. Anyway, does anyone have anything generally that they want me to pass on to the police department or anything?
Only about Juanita's house.
Okay, I planned on doing that anyway.
The house, which...
Okay.
She's moving.
Okay. The fire department, Chief Welch.
I just have a few things. First off, I'd like to say the Narcan training was successful. All three of you guys are there. I think the media coverage was awesome. I think, you know, it was a good thing for the township and the residents. Hopefully nobody has to use their Narcan, but it's out there if they need it.
Well, thank you for hosting it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was, I thought, a really nice event there, for sure.
Yeah.
I was impressed. I was a little bit surprised. All the thing you got to do is stick it in your nose, I guess, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's for the first part, sure.
That lady told me, said, "Now, don't you pump that." I said, "Trust me, I'm not going to do that anyway." Okay, thanks, Chief.
Secondly, our ISO rating came back. I briefed you guys a couple months ago that we went through this ISO review,
right,
which is an insurance review. And the lower your rating, the better you are with your fire insurance. That being said, we were a high 4 on the ratings, and we dropped to a mid 3. So,
congratulations.
It's one of our great cards.
We're more stable, that's why.
Yep, it's one of our great cards we get graded by, and they came through, and you know, we did the best we could with it, and we lowered our rating to a mid 3.
So that means we hopefully could do fairly good on rates, and is that the...
No. There's a lot of factors that go in, depending on who your carrier is, but they'll go by location.
That's one of the things that's got me scared to death, is you're to tell you the truth about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Our ISO rating is now mid-3, and it'll definitely help out our commercial guys, because they pay a lot for fire insurance, so that'll drop that a little bit.
Great job.
Okay. Good job.
Lastly, I wanted to talk about our software we use for the firehouse. This just popped up today, if not, I would add on the agenda. I got my quote back. But I've been working over the last year, ever since we switched our EMS software to what we did. We switched to Emergidata last year, and that just hasn't been working out. Two guys made it out of Texas, and for support, we're having a lot of problems with them. We're dropping runs and dropping data within that. And if we need help, we call one guy, and he's usually on a run on a medic, and he calls us whenever he can, and we're just not getting what we need. So we decided that's not going to be feasible for us any longer. Dropping data is, it's holding us out there for liability and things like that, and, obviously record keeping. So we've done a search, and we figured out what everybody else is doing, and everybody's going to this new program called ISO. It's a huge company. It's no longer the small company, no longer calling a guy on a medic anymore and trying to get help and support. It's all cloud-based reporting, and it takes care of our fire reporting, it takes care of all of our EMS reporting and all the hydrant reporting. They even have a company with it, building department stuff, building permits, building plans, all type of fire permits. It's all encompassed and all inclusive. So me and a couple other guys, we went through the whole thing. We've had them come out twice now over the last year and a half just to give their presentation. And it sounds like a really good program. Columbus Fire's going to them, and they'll be switching over sometime mid-next year. Prairie's already changed to them. Jackson's have changed to them. And the interoperability with these reporting programs nowadays, it's amazing. Like, if we take a run with Jackson, and they have information we have already, they can slide their run over to us. And as long as we're on the ISO program, it'll capture everything, and we can continue on from there.
Are they on the same program?
Jackson's on ISO.
So the more that we have of our neighbors using the same one, the more streamlined it would be for all of us to link together, talk together.
Absolutely. And with everybody going to the same software, the hospital integration, we no longer have to send in reports because they're signing on with the same program, and they'll just be able to dial in, not even dial in anymore, just log on and capture what runs they need and what data they need. Now, they're only going to be able to see certain runs. You know, they'll only be able to see the runs we take to that hospital, of course,
sure,
for HIPAA. But I would like to propose that we give me the authority to sign on with them.
Well, sure.
The cost of it, it's a lot higher than what we're paying now. But I think that's what direction we got to go, and it needs to be brought into our yearly budgets.
All right.
What's the new cost?
I'll tell you what we're paying now. For our fire program, which is an SQL server is kept at the other station, we're paying around $7,000 to $7,500 annually for. And our EMS program, which is a totally separate company, we're paying around $4,000 for.
So 12?
Yeah, we're at $12,000 with the ESO program. The first year is, prepare yourself, and this is why I haven't brought it to you guys so far, it's $30,890.
Wow.
And the consecutive years are $25,069.
So let me ask you, your budget-wise, I mean, obviously we're more than doubling it, so we're looking at 58% more on this cost. So taking that down, 12 is 24, that's not even, and you said it's how much, 30?
The first year, which encompasses the training, they bring people in from Texas and give 3 days of training.
Sure.
The total is $30,890.
That's year one, year two, 25, that type
of
thing.
Yeah, year two is 25,000.
So we're looking at 17,000 more, roughly, between $17,000 and $18,000 more for the first year.
Exactly.
So with that being said, obviously the service, the liability and everything that we're in, et cetera, I mean, how do we say no? How does that affect the budget where we are with your budget to do this?
It needs to be incorporated into the next year's budget, obviously, and we probably wouldn't sign on to, if we sign on in the next month, we're not going to actually sign on with them until probably February. That's how backlogged everybody is and how much time it takes to set up. So I'd like to start pushing that forward for our next year's budget. Just remember, our EMS, when I took office, we were bringing in about $950,000. Now we're close to $1.1 million.
Okay.
So we're slowly, right, steadily climbing. Right. And I think that gain will make up
for it. Oh, it'll pay for itself.
It'll make up for it. And I also think the building department should throw in a percentage. Roughly, if they pay on the first year, $8,500, because a lot of the integration with them is building department stuff. They take you all your current
plans. So they're going to pick up $8,800?
$8,500. Yeah, and divide that with the fire fund, which would be about $8,500.
So you're only going to be paying about $3,000 more than what you currently was?
Well, it'd be more than that, but...
Yeah, it'll be
point,
more than
point,
that.
I guess, is there a term length on the on that contract, Jim? Or
it's year by year.
Is it? Okay.
And, I asked
so we what, could, if we got hard up, we could discontinue after a year.
Yes.
Or so.
Yeah, and I've thought long and hard about this. You know, if tough times are ahead,
right,
we still need data. We need data retention.
We need
to be secured. And right now, if I'm losing fields and losing data,
right,
that's not a good situation.
No, it's not.
The contract, does it have an out clause? Do we get hit with any type of fees if we, we just wouldn't renew it? We would take it to the end, correct?
We would probably take it to the end. I mean, a year is a good trial period for us.
But I mean, let's say 3 years from now, you know, as Mr. Horn was saying, let's say in July, we're like, we got to do something because this is, we got to cut some costs. For us to exit, would there be a penalty and a cost?
Usually in a contract, there's a 30-day out clause. You just let them know 30 days ahead of time.
And then that's it?
Yeah, and just you go to the end of your period.
Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't get into what we got into with communications.
Yeah, so essentially what we're doing, if we take it on the 30,000, we certainly would commit to a year with it anyway. And
absolutely.
Okay.
I thought about it. It's an easy decision for me. And sure. I thought about this long and where are we going? What are we doing with this? And as long as everybody in the community is on the same program, I think it's here to stay for a long time.
Okay.
And then, too, pick up runs and stuff. It's going to pay for itself.
Yeah.
Well, the runs we're picking up and also the runs that we're missing, Dad, on.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Last year,
billing.
The total last year, I dropped 160 runs through our current program, which was just dropping data, and there's no excuse for it other than the software company.
Yeah. Right, well, I'll make a motion to authorize Chief Welch to go in to start negotiations for the new ISO software for our EMS.
Are we making a motion or a resolution?
Because we're not actually signing a contract now. We're just
okay. I was just getting clarification.
Yeah.
What's the company again?
I would second that.
Oh, ESO. Sorry.
I'll bring the contract back probably in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. And I would second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
One last thing. I noticed you guys are going to touch on this here in a little bit. But Scott Rogers, our IT guy, called me yesterday, and he said the firewall at the White House. He wanted to know what our intents were with it because the licensing is due. And his recommendation was, since that's a good firewall, take it from that location to 192's if you're not going to reopen the White House. That's a discussion.
Well, it's not in the near future, we are, for sure.
Okay.
So I would say probably say, I would think yes, we'd probably do need it.
He said it's a superior firewall, and it's we either got to drop it or keep renewing the license on that particular firewall.
Gotcha. Well, I'd say drop it for, you know, I mean, we can renew it at a later date if we need to, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say drop it.
So it's okay to move it to the other station?
Well, let's make a motion. What are we doing?
Yeah, make a motion to move it to the other station.
I'll second.
Yeah. I make a motion to move the firewall from the White House to Station 192.
Station 192, yeah.
And renew.
Yeah, renew. Yeah.
That's all I have. You guys have anything for me?
You can second that?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, it's taking care.
All right. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have anything for the chief? Thank you. Okay, road department. Excuse me, road department. Jim Stevens is taking a week off. I think he'll be back next Thursday, I believe, is what he said. And if anyone has anything for the road department, they can let me know, and I'll pass it on to Tommy, Jim's assistant. So, is there anyone, or actually, Ron, you're in the audience anyway, so I guess he could make a note of it. So, is there anything we need to know about the road department, or anything, or any questions?
I would like to say the new fella, James, is hired. At one time worked for ODOT before he came here.
Correct.
And we would have been paying $5 a ton for chippings. He made one phone call and got us 12 dump truck loads of chippings for nothing today.
Wow.
Good.
And so now we'll be able to attack the alleys, like get them to where we should be.
That's great.
Yeah, because when I was in the other day asking about, what's the name of that? We were talking about that alley. I don't know the name of that alley. That over there off of...
yeah, I know.
Where we now pay the lady lives in the back because she called and
between,
was... Yeah.
Just south of Jackson.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, well, so they're going to get that. Are they going to do that tomorrow? Or
well, In the morning, they can haul more chippings until noon.
Okay, so that's the key.
And I think Tom and I are going to be painting stoplight.
Gotcha. So next week sometime. I'll call her tomorrow and let her know that it'll be sometime in the next week that we've got the product in.
We haven't forgotten.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
Thanks, Ron. Okay. Physical department. Robin, you guys have something there?
Got a couple of things. Just wanted to ask the board, with vacating the White House, there had been prior conversations when both the physical department and the police department were there and sharing costs of utilities. Okay. Well, now that we've all vacated and we're all over here, my proposal to the board is, should this, the expense of the utilities of the White House, come out of the general fund?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, the expense here would be split up appropriately.
Right. We would break it like it used to be when...
I'll make a motion that the expense for one, what's the address there?
1963.
1963 Harrisburg Pike, expenses be taken from the general fund from this point moving forward. With no other discussion, if I could get a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a quick question? Are you guys leaving the electricity on for the sump pump and the basement?
Oh, you have to.
Oh, yeah,
we're
yeah,
not
yeah.
turning anything off.
We're not turning anything. I just want to make sure we're paying out of the right fund.
Right.
Paying out the right fund, because we were taking, because starting October 1st, when the new bills come in that are covering the month of October.
If we could turn it off, I would.
Because the bills we have here now are pretty much wrapping up September charges, because you know how they lag when the charges come in. So I figured I'd talk to you now before the next round of utilities come in.
Anyone know if like the heat's turned down?
So it's not like 70? It is.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim went ahead and just...
Okay, cool.
Just take care of it.
Jim usually really looks after
that. Cable and phones? Well, phones, not phones, but cable. Are we able to turn the cable?
Like the internet? I mean, we probably should look into that. Also, yeah, I can. Also, too, what about the trash service with local waste?
I would say we suspend it. Yeah, well, I'd like it's a I don't want to say that.
Right, but that's why I'm throwing it all out.
I'm not saying.
I would agree. We suspend that.
So when
I'll
we
make
say
a motion that we suspend
the utility
trash service at the White House.
So do we utility expenses
as well
including
as
trash?
Into, yeah, as well as look into. The
cable or cable, internet.
Correct. Internet cable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will second that.
Okay. So are we amending that first motion and just adding those things
or
doing a second?
You want me to say it again?
Can we just back up? Yeah.
Just
so I make a motion that we suspend the trash service at 190, I want to say 193, that's not
1963.
Right. 1963. Harrisburg Pike, as well as the cable.
Mm-hmm.
We will see if there's any fees or what's associated with that.
Okay. Great.
Second.
All right. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes. I want to make sure it's all the communications thing, just so we're clear on that. We don't need any.
That's the cable.
Internet or anything.
Yeah, that's all.
Right.
Cable, yeah.
That'll all come through the telecommunication service.
Okay.
Okay. Ralph, a vote?
Yes.
Okay. Ari?
Yes.
Thanks. And then also, too, Byron's not here. But in his behalf, when I was looking through the bills, we noticed when our department heads have been using Amazon, it's been kind of inconsistent because each, I don't know if everybody's got separate accounts, like I'm not really sure, but some folks are paying sales tax on some things are not being paid sales tax because however they set up their account. So Aaron called Amazon to find out how we can just have one account for the township.
Yeah.
And that would be tax exempt. So you log in under whatever the login would be, the password, and it's always going to be the same. It's going to be Franklin. No, so no matter who's ordering.
Right.
Byron's the point person, so he would be telling you this if he was here. So I know there's no other department heads here, but if they need to purchase anything from Amazon or anyone through in the township, to go to Byron to get the password, log in, because he hasn't dispersed that because it's all very new.
Right, so we should... What I'd like to do is table this until next meeting, and I'm agreeance to that. But if
sure.
we table this, so that we can bring it across
everybody.
The board,
right.
and then we'll have a implement a plan where there's one person that's in charge of the password and et cetera.
Right.
So that we have the one person.
Right now, Byron has all of it because he kind
sure.
of set it all up.
What would we have to table it really?
Because I want to see...
He's our point person.
I'd like to hear from all the rest of the of our department heads and make sure it's cohesive across the board.
Yeah, because one thing, too, that if they've all got different... You know, if they've all got different Amazon accounts, and I'm looking through the charges, like because they run it off the Visa card, and then one department has an Amazon Prime membership charge, then the road department has a membership charge, then the fire department has a membership. We're getting dinged with all these membership charges if we have one account now.
Right.
So it's going to be more cost effective across the board.
Right.
So certainly tabling the topic till next meeting, but at least knowing that
we can take action.
Well, I think we need to take action to get. Bring them together now.
Sure, and that way folks need to purchase anything.
Instead of waiting for the next meeting, and I mean, it just makes sense to me to start consolidating it into one account because I guarantee you if you got separate departments, you're going to pay separate fees.
We do, but I think we've now eliminated that. We just need to educate everybody how to use it.
Okay.
And then that way, automatically, when they log in, it's going to be automatic tax exempt. They won't have to do anything like turn an exact form in or anything like that. Yeah. So I just wanted to make you guys aware of that. And then the last thing, I didn't get it on the agenda, but and if you want me to table it, I can. The invoice for... Rogers Technologies. I know we.
I saw that. Okay. I handed it to
it's
you.
Here. I just need to find
I didn't,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm bringing this up to the board's attention. I have no issue paying this bill. It's not anything like that. But the day that we moved over here, when I mean we, the fiscal department, that was on Thursday, September the 27th. Okay. And Mr. Rogers was here when we arrived here. But when the road department came in, they set up the computers in there, they put the printers in the right spot, and Mr. Rogers sat here and watched a webinar. Okay, the man never moved. So he's billing us for 3.5 hours. I sat right there where Jessica's and waited for this man to go in there and do something with my computer, and he didn't. So I talked to Chief Welch, and he said, oh, he'll take care of it. Well, he still never did. Jim Stevens had to connect my computer, crawl around on the floor, get everything all set up for me. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't pay this man because I don't know what he did prior to me seeing him. Like maybe he came in at 7 o'clock in the morning and I didn't see him until, 9:30 or 10 when I arrived over here.
Maybe he changed something to the background.
Right, so I'm not debating should we pay him or not pay him, but this 3.5 hours does not say a start and stop time. Okay, I just know when I saw him and I sat here for 3.5 hours, the man was on a webinar that had nothing to do with the township. So... I just think that his billing is a little bit
vague.
Gray. He doesn't give us a check-in or check-out. So
said you flagged it for Chief Welch.
I mean, I talked to Chief Welch the day of
the
incident. And cause
I would recommend that you bring it up to him again and tell him exactly what you just told us.
Mm-hmm.
Have him reach out,
yeah.
Just to make sure, because maybe he did, because again, I don't want to say maybe he came in early and did some stuff here before.
Yeah, no, that's a good flag.
You know, because if the billing that he billed us for has nothing to do with our department, then that's perfectly fine.
Sure.
But
and
if
what's
the three
his
point,
rate per hour? What's the bill total?
Well, he does $43 an hour, and he billed us for 3.5 for that day.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
So
follow up with Chief Welch.
I mean, just asking him, because if it's outside of the fiscal department, legitimately should be paid.
No. I do know he did a lot in that back room.
Right, so he may have done some stuff prior.
I have no idea what time frame.
Right,
switching phones and...
Sure.
It doesn't hurt for the chief
but
to make him
a call.
Just for
him to check.
Yeah.
Well,
just because...
Really
just as a concern
anyway,
to just make sure that we're getting what we paid for.
Right.
So, and that's...
I know that there's been a couple of times that I've gotten involved with Scott there and the things that I'd gotten back, the feedback I'd gotten from him, he pretty much had an explanation of it.
Sure. I mean, I don't think that there's anything falsified.
Right.
I just think clarification's needed. Right. Just to, from the fact that I was involved with him on
and
that day.
Was, Chief Welch, if you have any issue, I'll help you out on it,
Sure.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Cool. Thanks. Okay.
Building department,
Jessica. We've been trying to sell houses, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, did you get that one that I need to sign there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, after talking to the realtor, I just need to get some numbers from you guys approved so that we can move forward with putting these houses on the market. 1439 Little had a range of about 25 to 35, I think it was. Things have changed quite a bit since then, and there's no markets, rehab possibilities out there for people, and the way things have sold, they've all increased. So her recommendations were 1439 Little to go on the market for 39.9. What's your thoughts?
39,900. So basically right at 40 mm-hmm. on Little.
Yeah,
the idea of marketing it at 39.9 instead of 40,000 is you capture anyone that puts in 30,000.
Just so you know, we spent after these were compiled, we had a three-way meeting, Jessica and myself and the realtor, trying to figure the medium and what we felt we could do and get and that kind of thing. It was her advice and expertise. We felt we were sound in what we priced them as to the value in the area and things of that nature. She had some
Where are we at? Do we have a contract with her? Do we have a contract?
We do, yeah. We will have, yeah.
We do or we will?
We do. We do. That's the one we chose here a while back.
I know.
We never signed a contract.
We never signed a contract, and I'm aware. Did we, Jessica, did we sign a contract?
We chose her. I know that. I don't know about the contract.
Is there a contract signed?
There's paperwork that's been signed, but nothing's been done with it until...
Right.
Signed by who?
Ralph signed some paperwork.
We had chosen her to be the...
The last meeting, I mean, I'm fine with selling the properties.
Right.
But we had a hold on the properties in a meeting to use that to trade. The trade didn't work out, so it should have came to this meeting to lift the trade to move forward. I wasn't aware of any meeting. I wasn't aware of any contract. We originally chose her.
And Lisa has to sign contracts.
Right.
We haven't signed it.
So we're getting out of our whelm. We need to work together, but go ahead.
Well, wait a minute here. Okay. What do you recall? We chose her, didn't we?
We chose her, and then we didn't sign any contract, and Jessica gave, like she's doing now.
In the resolution, we said that we would use this lady.
Right, and then we had a motion. We had a motion to hold the properties that we're not putting any out there because we had an opportunity to trade some properties, potentially, and we gave Jim Stevens the motion to move forward to act as an agent to make a deal with some of the properties. That didn't go through. This is the meeting that we would have said, okay, guys, do we want to move forward? Instead, it's already moved forward. I'm fine with selling the properties. I want us all to be on the same page. I didn't know any of this took place.
Did you advise anyone of that? We got it together. We had the meeting. Yes, I told we were meeting yesterday morning for. I told you that.
No. I had no idea there was a meeting. I had no idea that this was a meeting I was going to bring up that we need to lift the hold and move forward.
To be honest, I don't remember that motion, and I don't know what meeting it was done in. It may have
two
been...
Two meetings ago.
Was it in a...
Three now.
Special meeting?
No, right here.
In regards to the...
Right here. And we gave Jim Stevens the okay to act as the agent.
Jim Stevens can't trade that property for
anything. To act as an agent to utilize, to sit down, and I called it horse trading, that we could possibly trade some of the lots.
He's asked a guy about horse trading. He told him to stick it in his ear.
Exactly.
So...
But that's what I'm saying.
So if we don't have a contract to sell them, then let's make a resolution to put them on the market.
Right, but this is where we should have done that, not after Jim was turned down.
Okay, then, I mean, apparently she misunderstood, and I thought we were going
forward. I understand where you're at, but what I'm saying is we just have to include all three and do it in an open meeting. We can't
just have a meeting, if you're sure that we haven't
I'm positive.
Done a resolution, then.
No, we did a motion. There was no resolution. Okay. We did a motion in this meeting.
I think you're wrong, but let's do a resolution.
We made a motion so that Jim could contact the owner of the property and have a meeting with him. And I'm sure I'm sure he has it written down. But I don't want to prove who did what.
No,
but just moving forward.
I'm not either. I just, everything was good to go as far as I was concerned, and you as well, apparently.
At one time, it was good to go, and then there was a hold put on all the properties. Then this meeting, we should have lifted it.
There seems to be a hold put on everything. But anyway, could we get a resolution? I'd like to make a resolution that the... Would you read off the property?
1939 Little Avenue, be sold for $39,900.
Robin, would you get those
reports? To be sold or to be on the market?
To be on the market, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So this is going
to
be...
To be listed.
Yeah,
on the market. Okay, so that's
Remax Realtor agent, what's her name? Laura...
Esterline.
Hello.
So that's 18-199, and that's 1439 Little.
And I would second that.
And we're going on the market at 39.
Yeah. We'll have to do them individually.
Right. Okay.
The question before, I'm going to pull that for a minute. Hold that for a minute.
Okay.
I don't even know what our contract is with Laura. I've never
seen. We'll tell you here in just a minute.
Well, I can't tell me what the contract is, and I'm getting ready to.
Well, it's 4% rate, which we talked about, with a... 90 day.
Do we have a copy of it that we can review?
I have one.
I mean, has it been signed by? I mean, Ari, have you seen a contract?
I have not. No.
So I'm going to withdraw my.
It's on the individually on each and every property. So essentially, there's what it is.
Each one has its own.
It's 90 days. She has 90 days. To market them, and then we review it if they're not moved within 90 days. Now, we talked about all this and got it all lined up, John. And there was a, she didn't even ask basically for a year. It's a 90 day, and then we look at it.
The contract.
If they're not moved, then we reassess
it.
It
can be split between realtors 2%, 2%, or 1%, 3%.
Right.
It depends on the selling, the purchasing realtor and the selling realtor.
Yeah, and she's a full-fledged broker, and the reason that we could have got a little cheaper rate, but she is a multiple listing broker.
The resolutions.
I mean, we went over this on and on and on there.
I've never seen any.
I mean, there's not a single page contract.
No,
well, she does,
that's what I'm asking.
She's got
okay.
It.
I think Robin's got something.
Yeah,
okay.
She's
looking
got
at
it
the
individually on each property. There's basically what she's got.
Yeah, the resolution says that it's an agreement with the broker Laura Esterline for 90 days to sell land bank properties.
Okay.
So that was 18-121.
Okay.
Okay. So that we have an agreement. We didn't say contracts because I think we agreed that we would start doing business with her.
Right. Correct.
But there's not been any progression for a signed contract.
And now we do have a signed contract.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
That's where I'm saying we should have done that here to agree.
Well,
the board should have agreed.
We had an agreement. I know we had an agreement.
Yeah, I mean, but we agreed to work with her. That's what the board agreed
exactly
to do that
exactly
as an elected body. Then now Jessica has obtained the contract. So I think that that's where we are supposed to be.
Are you feel comfortable going forward?
Well, I mean, I'd like to look at the contract. I think we should just vote on the contract and move it forward.
Mm-hmm.
But are they individual contracts per each property?
They're individual.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a contract for each property, and we're going on it now, I'm fine with this one.
And what she does is she felt comfortable she can move the properties according to what she told myself and Jessica there. So I said, well, hon, I made sure. I said, you're aware that it's 90 days. Yes, I am. She said, so I might be able to move less than 90 days.
Well, that,
I mean, that's fine.
It will be a renewable
thing. You just see where potentially R and I are coming
from.
Well, I mean,
we've been sitting on some of this crap for a year and a half.
I understand, but one person can't just jump up and push it forward.
One person, you knew about it. We have a thing there that says that she could choose the realtor to go forward.
And we also put a hold on it until we were going to trade the property.
Jim Stevens said that, I asked him about that.
Yes.
He said the guy told him, stick it.
Exactly.
He's not wanting any
more. So that doesn't mean we move forward until we vote, or we're going to move forward.
Yeah. But well, we're voting on the individual things now, John.
But you're missing the point. We should have brought it forward.
I'm not missing any point.
We should have said, right here in this meeting, Jim Stevens said, they told us to stick it, they don't want it. Then we should have said, okay, let's put them back on the market. However, with that being said, Ari, are you comfortable with selling this?
Yes.
I will give a second, and we'll move forward.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, essentially, Robin, Jessica, you need one for each property, one resolution for each
property.
Right,
so she's going to announce the next address, I'm assuming.
The next one is 1820 Eastfield Drive. I don't know if it's east or west. I just have 1820 Eastfield.
How many do we have tonight?
Five, I think.
Two, three, four, five, six.
Is there six? Five or six, yeah.
Five without structures and one without.
Right.
See, I wasn't even prepared to even know anything, look at these, have any information.
I didn't know anything about it.
Really?
I didn't know we were voting on contract tonight.
Well, I mean, we were assigned the project, and her and I took the project on, really.
Yeah, I just didn't know we were voting on contract tonight.
Gotcha. Well, that is, what they've done is, she's individualized.
Do you want to
the contract per house is what she's done.
Yes.
And she said, via law and things like that, she needed all the specific information and so forth and so on it. And that's the way it was.
Has the fiscal office looked at the contract before we moved it too?
I haven't seen it.
Then the physical officer have to sign the contract?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I can't recall right offhand. I'll look at them and see. She certainly would when her title were sold, Steve. I don't know about the for sale thing there, you know what I mean?
Is that the Little Avenue one?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was it that you guys signed yesterday or whatever day? Do you have a copy of it?
This is it.
Not yet.
Do you have a blank copy of what was signed?
She's sending it to me.
So something
She's
was signed.
Scanning it and sending it to me.
So there was something signed. We don't even know what it is, but she's going to send it to us, and then we're going to move forward, but yet Ari and I are supposed to vote. I have no idea what words were on that paper.
I can send you, they're all identical to those, it's just different addresses.
But what was, I mean, was it,
John,
what I'm asking, let me
we
finish.
We didn't try to move on these things, the copy of those are on.
What I'm asking is, what was on the paper, what word, is it this? That was signed, or is it self?
That's it. That's it.
That's what I'm asking. If it was identical.
Yeah. That's the contract.
There's just a process we have to go through.
No, I understand that, Ari.
I want to make sure we're doing that correctly.
I thought the process was there.
Well, I think we authorized to go to have an agreement with the realtor to sell the property, and then each property that would go through, this contract would come to the board. That's we would right. vote on this contract. It would go to the fiscal office
right.
review, which is, right. I think, the process that we...
Right. Well, maybe, that should go through. She might have got it out.
So my question is, I don't know what the right thing to do, Ari. I mean, do we... Because the process, not that it was wrong or wrong intent. I'm not trying to say that. I just want to keep us honest and get it done correctly versus push it the wrong way.
Just tell you what.
So what about this resolution just that you guys, the 18 dash
what?
So you want me to withdraw?
Table it and tell her that she...
Can we have a meeting in a week to...
Can we schedule a meeting now? Can you guys look at your calendars and see when we can schedule this so that everybody can be here for it, and then there's no questions about it?
We do that over email just so we can get all the dates. I have a calendar.
I have no problem to sell them. I just want to make sure we go through the process correctly. I'm not trying to hold something up.
Okay, so just for the record, we're withdrawing resolution.
Withdraw the
18-199.
Withdraw the motion and table it.
Well, it was a resolution.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work put into it, but, you know.
I think we're going to move forward with that. I don't think that's the problem. I just want to make sure we're...
I was going to vote yes if we needed to move forward, but I just want to make sure the process was right so that we go through the right process.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything particular to talk about tonight. The only thing I did want to make the announcement.
Jessica's not done, Ralph.
I'm sorry.
I have one more thing.
Oh, okay.
I met with Prairie Township and the casino and several other business partners in regards to the I-270 and Broad Street interchange. They're trying to move forward with ODOT and develop an MOU for the maintenance program of it, but they're trying to find funding for the maintenance program. I had come to you a couple of weeks ago in regards to it about a $7,500 startup fee and $4,500 year for 20 years, and you guys said you didn't want to do anything with it until construction started. However, ODOT and COSIC and another entity doesn't want to start doing anything until they have funding for the maintenance program. So the idea is they can build it, but who's going to maintain it? So
State of Ohio. West Broad Street is State of Ohio. They got more money than we got.
Go ahead.
So they're wanting to know if we are interested in contributing or if we want to still continue to wait on helping develop this corridor or contributing to their maintenance program.
Do we have do we even have an idea of what the maintenance cost is going to look like and what the other entities are going to do? Because I'm not going to commit to us getting into a rabbit hole unless we know exactly what we're getting into.
They're looking for 8 partners for the $7,500, and with that gives you one seat upon the board of the maintenance program, which can decide where all the money goes. The maintenance for the lighting is very minimal compared to things in regards with the LED lighting that they're planning to use, but the maintenance for the mowing and different things like that, they need to replace
it. I'd like Jim Stevens to talk to them to figure out what we actually can offer and everything else. I think, his department's going to have
something, and then what we did before.
Right.
We put $100,000 of taxpayers' dollars. I wasn't on then. And then now look at it. They end up cutting it all. Well, they put $100,000 in on our side, and they put all of the plants and everything that was not conducive to salt. Salt killed everything. They went back. I believe the township paid $15,000 of it. Mm-hmm. They replanted everything.
Georgesville Road?
No, this is Broad. And this is where I'm getting to something, if you just give me a minute. So then they redid it, and then it's like, well, you guys got to take care of it. There was nothing in writing who was going to take care of it. And like what Ari said about the rabbit hole, I don't want to commit to something and there's no plan.
Well, I think a simple yes, we are, or no, we're not. Let Jim investigate it. I know, you know, I think everybody knows that we spent a fortune over there already. Mm-hmm. To sit here and talk about it half tonight, I think it's not necessary.
Well, yeah. I think we let Jim.
I would be in favor of it. In fact, I am not in favor of spending literally nothing over there until I can see. Now, I want that on the record, until I can see some prospect of return on investment. And now that's my take on it, and I'll leave it at that.
What I'm getting at is I want to...
Let Jim investigate it, John. We don't have to talk all night about it.
I'm entitled to say two words.
Okay.
My take on it is...
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, go ahead.
My take is, as long as we know what the exact plan is, are they not going to have a maintenance program? I don't want to commit anything.
Well, I'm not going to commit 20 years to anything without it. We got good and detailed.
Ralph, please.
Okay, go ahead.
I would not be in favor for committing to something like that if there was no actual plan long-term already in place.
I've got a bunch of junk there and sitting on it. Okay. So we have Jim investigate, right?
Jim take a look at it, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, anything else, Jessica?
So do you need a motion for him to do that?
No.
We're just, your board's agreeing that he's going to do it.
Yeah, that's in his normal.
I mean, it
that's
is. That's what I'm saying. I kind of was
that's
confused.
That's his job description. So.
Yeah, I was thinking it seemed a little abstract.
You can address the board what he comes up with.
Okay, I have nothing further tonight. Ari, do you have anything new?
Time out.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
There's just another meeting on it next Thursday. So I'll let Jim know when he comes back.
Let her get finished, and then she'll take your question.
Well, Ralph was kind of moving on, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll get to that here in a minute. You say there was a meeting next Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're at the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's so much talk I didn't catch with what was
okay,
said.
Okay, make sure John is aware of any and all meetings. I don't want to be, really anything that you know and see, make sure all trustees are notified. That goes for anyone.
I don't think I need to be notified about everything.
I was just, there were side discussions. I missed what you said. I didn't hear what you said.
There's another meeting about the maintenance program or the maintenance.
Okay, there's something you go find out, John.
Intersection is November 1st.
Okay.
In 2 weeks from today.
Okay, well, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Did you have something for me?
Yeah. Yes. What did you find out about 61 Ballerman? Found anything out about that?
I have worked on this property multiple times. And specifically, what do you want to know about it?
Did you find the relatives of the guy? Mm-hmm. Look, it took me 2 seconds. Google, and I found his sisters.
The only thing I can go by is from the auditor's website. And actually try and touch base with them. Mm-hmm. And if there's a rental property on that, if it's not listed as a rental property, there's not a whole lot that I can do. I can't send letters to his possible sisters by Googling it.
Uh-huh. Well, okay.
I mean, unfortunately, there's not.
Okay, well, something has to be done about that property. We had an incident today at Camp Chase that involved a deputy where he got assaulted by the same people that are squatting, coming into our neighborhood, that we've been fighting for 14 months. We can't get anybody to do anything. We've came to you, we've came to the board, we've come to the police, we've come to Columbus, we've come to Franklin County, and these people are going back and forth. I can't help if they're squatting over in the city and doing whatever in the city, but they're coming into our neighborhood and causing this problem. They're violent individuals. We're allowing these people to camp out on this property and do whatever they want to do and run rapid. And we haven't done anything. It's not that hard. We have to do something about it. And where you say you can't write somebody a letter, yes, you can. Why can you not write somebody a letter? I mean, really. You can reach out to anybody you need to reach out to in order to get something resolved.
I have contacted Franklin County Public Health and Franklin County Zoning and left it in their hands. Beyond that, I can't do a whole lot. I'm not a zoning officer.
It seems nobody knows anything about it. When you call them, they haven't heard anything. So where is the breakdown between you and them? to us. Nobody seems to know.
I have it all in emails.
Well, something has to be done. I met her. I met.
And then I filed it with their nuisance paperwork that all of this stuff.
Well, as a nuisance thing, or as
Channel 4
Channel 4 is out there today. I'm already on Channel 4 for today. And so, I mean, we've had the fire department was out there many times. They were burning illegally. Now they're burning legal because our fire department told them how to burn legal. I mean, you know, how is that a joke? I mean, they could have been cited. We could have had other things done. All the times that they were out there, they just let it go. And these are people that were fighting. Why are we not communicating from one department to the other department, from the trustees to the departments, to get this resolved instead of helping these people become legal?
Wait a minute. Are you saying this is abandoned property?
Yes, it is.
And you've got vagrants squatting on it.
Yes, we do.
Burning on it.
Yes, we
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and tents and everything, yeah.
They have tents out back. They have a fort out back of tents. They burn out in the backyard. There's people in that
and
neighborhood.
Our fire department said it was
that,
okay.
That can't breathe because
told
of the fire.
Them how
they came out on many times. There was five different neighbors at least that called the fire department on five different occasions and many more. Of each time the fire was being burnt illegal. They come out, they put it out, and they don't cite nobody, they don't do anything. But yet, now they came out too many times, so now they came out and they did the legality, they looked into it, and now they showed them how to, what they need to burn, what kind of burn they need to do. Why are we doing that? I mean, really. Why are we fighting something for 14 months and we're helping them promote what they're doing, and we're keeping them there, mm-hmm. instead of getting rid of them? I mean, I've told you guys how dangerous the situation is getting. Nobody's listening. Today, a deputy got hurt from the same group of people, be it whoever it was, going back and forth, back and forth. Like I said, maybe they're camping in the city and in the woods, great. But they come into our township, in and out, in and out. They stay in our township at night. They sleep in a dumpster at Florence and Bryan and stuff. They sleep down in the strip mall. They sleep in the alleys. It's out of control, and I can't get, we need more active patrol in the area, some way, somehow. I understand we're shorthanded, and I understand they try sometimes, but it's not enough. You've got to reach out for all the resources that we can reach out. I'm one person. I started the Black Watch. I've done all the work for 14 months. I haven't seen anybody getting on board doing anything else, really. Everybody talks about it. Said, we're going to do this, and nothing's ever done. You see, they come out maybe a couple times, do a few things, and then it's gone again. Last September, when I had the big meeting, and they went back there into the camps, and they actually did something, the city and the county and township was all working together, and there was a lot of presence. Lord and behold, the homeless left for about 45 days, and the word was out, don't come around. But we didn't consistently do anything, and then after 45 days, they're all back. And nothing's been done, and they just keep growing and growing and growing. And you can ask your own officers, they've even said, the homeless is getting out of control in our area. We've got new faces coming in the area. We've got new violent people. We don't even know who the violent people we have because we don't know who we have anymore. The other night, they got somebody that had a sword, that was chasing people with a sword. This is the type of people that we have. Today we have a deputy that's assaulted. What are we going to do? I mean, we can't let properties like this just keep lying and lying and people just come in the neighborhood and sleeping anywhere they want to. It's gotten to the point that you had two people in the last 3 months leave that had 27 years and 45 years in the neighborhood. They just up and left and sold their houses because they said they're sick of it. Because they said, one, they're tired of everything that's going on, and two, they're tired of the township saying they're going to help and they don't do it. And they've got more people that are saying the same thing. They're going to get out of there. They're going to move out. Is this what you want? You want all your old timers, your regulars, moving out of your area so that the renters come in and people that come in and buy it and just keep letting them go? Is that the kind of people you want to move in? Or do you want to save your neighborhood now and do something? That's my question to all three of you.
Well, you know what my feeling is, I think. And I, you know, when coming out there last night, why?
We appreciate you coming, Johnny. Yeah, we're trying to, in a period
of time, they're trying to get some kind of strategy set up, and what I'll do is, I wasn't aware of
that Brian Newsom from the city had been...
He was our last meeting, Ralph.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what his name was, so Tim, because there was quite a few people there. But I know the other liaison that I know, I'll contact her in the morning and see if we can get her. I agree, we need some more attention. And from what I saw on the... briefly on the news the other day, it looked like that was the county sheriff back there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was Ronk.
And I just...
It was who?
Ronk. Don't be wrong.
It was one of our liaisons.
Ronk.
Yes. It was one of our liaisons.
He was at the opiate thing the other night.
Is he the one that got attacked?
Yes, he is.
Oh, is he?
He went back in there. He was trying to... with the homeless, and he was chasing one of them, and...
Yeah.
Lord knows what happened, but he was back there for an hour. Before they
found
him, so...
Oh my God. Yeah,
he'll be okay, but... But the thing of it is, getting a hold of the city is not going to...
No.
They can't do nothing about 61 Bonney. They can't do nothing about Franklin Township.
No.
We have to have the city working one side.
We can.
We have to have township working the other side, and we got to have county working both sides.
Yeah, we can. And
we just can't let these people
go. No, we can do something about... code violations and everything in your neighborhood. Have you, I was going to get with Paul Lieberts there, talking to him last night. What was the latest on that with Lieberts?
Every time he's gone out, he's written them up for everything that he possibly can.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard recently as to exactly what he sent out letters for. I can check with him again in the morning.
Okay.
Where are we at with Judge Hawkins? I know when he came out to the meeting, wasn't he going to see about, I mean, that was brought up in the meeting when he was out at your meeting back in the summer.
Did you guys call up with him like you said to call up with him?
I don't recall him saying that specifically.
Yeah, he said give him a call the next day.
I think I sent him a list of the properties, all the concerned properties that we had.
I know, I talked to him especially about the truck stop.
I mean, there's nothing a judge can do until something goes to the court.
Exactly.
I mean, like, again, we have to file this with the prosecutor's office.
He was asking
and
a
it should
question.
Go through the Environmental Crimes Task Force, because that's what...
Environmental crime.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing any burning, nothing,
yeah,
anything like that.
Basically, your big point person there
but
is...
But they're not doing nothing illegal on the burning, you know, because our fire department's helping them burn legal.
Compliant. Yeah.
Well, I will say this. The township is extremely limited in the authority that we have to direct or engage in any of this stuff. We don't even have limited home rule to create ordinances to stop any of this stuff.
You don't have to have limited home rule to create ordinances, because
yes,
there's other townships, such as Jackson Prairie and others...
They both have limited home rule.
But, yeah, they
but even before, they did ordinances without limited home rule.
Well, we do.
Well,
it's my understanding that we have very limited authority here.
Pretty much.
We have to go by what Franklin County says, unless we're home rule.
If in fact they did.
You need to look into that.
I did.
Because we were just informed last night that there were a couple of townships, and
well,
I have to double check the townships.
Yeah.
That
if in
are
fact.
Making ordinance without that.
Yeah.
Such in, as one I was going to ask about tonight also is I know Jessica was supposed to be working on the no knock. Solicitation list. You were eliminating the solicitors coming in the area.
Right.
Where is that? I mean, we apparently don't know about that.
The more we had talked about that and the more I looked into it, there's not a whole lot that we can do until we're limited.
We can't add. We're now. This is what the county is telling us. That what I would like to see is go with me to a county commissioner's meeting. See if you can get on the docket to speak. At a county commissioner's meeting. County commissioners is like this. However, they're the ones that are over everything that has been going out there. Paul Eberts and them and that. We physically can't do anything because, as Ari said, we do not have the authority.
Limited home rule is a state thing. And it's voted. You know, by...
Right, but there's other townships, my understanding.
Correct.
If you listen to that,
and we had it on the ballot, you can recall, two different times. And unfortunately, to put it on the ballot costs about $3,500. And after the second time, I said, screw it, we're not going.
It wouldn't hold up in court.
It wouldn't hold up.
We would end up being sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, if.
For how these townships enforcing.
Well, they can't. If they don't have home rule, they can't.
Or it hasn't been challenged.
It's likely it just hasn't been challenged. I think, you know, look.
We've got to find every resource that we've got to use to get this done.
But the resources that are available are county resources, right? There's the county sheriff. They're the ones that have the detectives and the law enforcement officers to actually do this. There's the county public health department, which can go in there for health violations. There's the county zoning, which would go in there for any zoning or anything else. Or if there are additional coordination and resources, that would all go through a county agency or a state agency. As a township, we got three officers that do patrols. They are not equipped, even if they are doing patrols there, they are not equipped, nor do they have the equipment nor the training to go in there and clean out these camps and do that stuff. I think that is an unreasonable expectation of our police officers. Our police officers, when we have a crime or anything major, we call the county to have their detectives come in and work
because
with us.
Because we are the county.
Okay. Right. And so I think it is an unreasonable expectation to say that the township has to do this. Now, can the township try to work with the county and the city? Yes. Do I think we have all tried to do that? Yes. Do I think we need more residents engaging the county? Absolutely. That is where the bottleneck is. That's where they have the jurisdiction. That's where they have the authority. And that's where they have the resources to actually make a difference here. But they're not going to do that until they hear from you, your neighbors, and everyone else in this community to speak up and say, this is a priority. Because where they go is where they hear the most from. And they hear from Prairie Township all the time. Their residents are always communicating them. And I think that's what we need. Like, we're happy to stand here and continue putting pressure on, but we can only do so much. They're just going to say, there's those township trustees from Franklin Township again. Yep. They need to know that it is the all the community is there. So get the whole Broadlawn Block Watch over to the next township meeting and say, this is a priority. Yep. Call the health commissioner. Report it to the Environmental Crimes Task Force. Call the sheriff. That is what we have to do as a community to organize and do something, because that is then how we can support it.
Yeah. I have for 14 months.
Yeah.
On another note, if I may, with Judge Hawkins, I'll give you an update real quick, and then we'll move on. There is a date. I don't have it with me because I've been staying on top of the truck stop, and they are going to shut it down. Well, once it goes to court, because they are in violation right now. And they're not going to let it go on. So I'm waiting to hear back from Mr. Huggins of exactly, it should be within the next 2 weeks, that we should see some action take place there.
Okay, because a lot of our
troubles,
younger prostitution,
right,
has come into the area since that truck stop went up over there.
And I've stayed on top of that to try to get that out of there, even though that's working with this, you know, that is working with the city of Columbus. And again, there's only so much that we can do.
I mean, a good example here, if there's a prostitution that's happening, our officers, if they see something, they can issue a citation or an arrest for solicitation. But that's all, they have to physically see it and be there, right? Yeah. Folks know when a cop car is coming around. So they're not going to see it, right? And if our cop or one of our police officers is sitting across the street from there monitoring this stuff, there's no activity that's going to happen. That's where you need an undercover detective. That's where you need a vice unit to come in there. That is something our police department doesn't do.
We've been told you ran before with unmarked cruiser in the area, John, because you've been out there with them.
Yep.
Why you say you can't do it? I've seen it done. When John had been out there with him.
That's a vice unit and a detective. Something that is very different than an unmarked cruiser.
With what we did, we was watching bots. That's totally different. What he's talking about, what we did.
I know, but...
One's drugs, one's prostitution. There's one thing with the drugs, and we catch them on it. It's another thing with prostitution. We were just talking. It's a whole different ballgame here. You can't... What's this baggie? Oh, you had it, you're going to get in... Oh, you had a condom? prove I was going to use it. It's a whole different ballgame.
It just seems... I'm just telling you that the residents are tired of it.
Oh, and we hear you.
And
we hear you.
And if something's not done and done soon, you're going to lose a lot more of your long-time residents. And then you're going to have your slum landlords coming in buying the properties. And that's the people you want to have in there.
And we don't want that. But what we are saying is, to the extent of the law, we are doing what we can. And we need the county to do more. And we are not necessarily, we can't order the county to do that. That is without outside of our jurisdiction.
Can you not bring everybody to the table?
We can ask, and we have.
At the same time?
Yeah.
And that's up to the county to ultimately do it, right? Like, we've asked, you've asked, I've had meetings, John's had meetings, Ralph's had meetings. Like, it is not for lack of trying.
Yeah.
But realize, we are doing what we can do at this point. And until we can come up with some other innovative solution here, I think we have to keep doing what we're doing.
And I understand we only have a limited amount of cruisers and stuff, and police officers, but our area is becoming dangerous.
Yeah.
If they're, all of them are on the south end of township, nobody over there going around doing anything. I mean, and here's the thing. Originally, when we started the Black Watch, we had talked about having a community patrol. And it was all okay, we were going to check into it. Grove City has one, so now Winchester has one. Well, I called Grove City to try to get the information. I guess they probably thought, who is he? Just took it and threw it in the trash. The chief was supposed to follow it up with it. I haven't heard anything from that at all. I asked that the used cruisers, not be sold until we found out that was went ahead and got sold. You, at one of the meetings, said, well, if we started our own nonprofit organization, we could start a community patrol. No, you can't do that. You can't just start a nonprofit organization and present a police department on its own. It has a justification within under Franklin Township. It would have to fall under Franklin Township. And so everything's been shut down.
That's not quite true. I didn't say it like that. What I was trying to do is work with you guys to get a car that we could donate.
Right.
But not to operate under what I wanted to be able to do.
It has to operate under Franklin.
No. Listen, if you was to donate it to a non-profit type operation, and then if they sell it to you, that's up to them. I didn't try to set something up as what you're saying, that non-profit, and you guys run as non-profit. I merely said, if we were donating a car versus selling it, then we could donate to a nonprofit. That didn't mean that I wanted you to turn into a nonprofit.
I'm going to table this conversation until the Chief Smith is here, because I think a lot of this conversation is involved with the Chief. I'd like to return to the agenda.
We will.
Or I believe it's on yours.
Let me just interject something real quickly. What myself and Officer Pollack were talking last night. He's got a bunch of notes. I haven't had a chance to get with him, and obviously I haven't had a chance to get with Chief Smith. But what I told Tim that we'd try to do is myself and Polly apparently is assigned to the Black Watches now. We'll try to get together. I'm going to do some calling to try to hook him up, and I'll get with Jessica there and see what the last conversation with Paul Liebert said. What I recommend it is, I want Tim to personally get to know Paul Liebert's out there. I'm going to hook them up together.
That's a great idea.
And things like that. And I think we can get some better results. And I'm not so sure. I'll get with Liebert's there myself. And
set up a meeting in the afternoon. Come in and
yeah. And
have a meeting right here.
If we need, that's what I've recommended to Tim. If we need, now Eberts cannot, the county won't allow him to work of a night, so he can't come out of the night. So it's his daytime things. But this is some of the things. And I'll follow through with the stuff there. I'll make a couple of calls in the morning to the city and things like that. Obviously, I hadn't had a chance to get anything back to you yet, but that's some of the things we talked about. So.
I'm just trying to make you aware that these homeless
I know that, Tim.
During the night hours, day hours,
yeah.
And the
we hear you.
Citizens, yeah. It's becoming I'm very scared.
We hear it.
But anyway, well, you know, like I told you folks, you know, we'll keep following through on it. Okay, did you have anything?
No, sir.
Okay. John?
No, sir.
Okay. Any other questions, Mel? Well, hi there. How you doing?
Fantastic. Mrs. Rice, Jessica Rice?
Yes.
I live beside the bar.
Yes.
I said that should be enough. I talked to you a week ago, 10 days ago, about a letter. You sent me the letter telling me about the rules of noise enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I read the letter, like I shared with these men up here the other night. The rules of enforcement involve a duplex compared to another residence or a residence to a residence, but I didn't see anything in the rules where a business is disturbing a residence. And did I read it wrong?
No. Well, what I'd like to, if I can jump in here.
Can I get this gentleman's name, please?
It's John, correct?
Jim.
What is the last name?
Downs.
Okay.
How do you spell this?
So what we have a situation is the bull shots. We have a noise ordinance, and the way that the noise ordinance is worded is residential. We never, at the time when that was being made, was asked if we could put in businesses. So what I would like to do is make a motion that we talk with Pete Riggs to see if we can amend our current.
We can. But I will tell you right now, the authority we have is over residential. Mm-hmm. So we can do a noise ordinance.
Right.
For we already have it. We have.
Right. Yeah. I do not think we have the authority to make an ordinance.
And that's where
for
I want to find out.
We don't. I can ask Pete, but we don't.
Yeah. We should ask him. But
right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm warning you. I think it's probably gonna be a no-go. Yeah,
well, this is why. This was brought up when I was at the. They're block watching.
I've been battling this for 3 years.
Oh, no, I know.
So
no, the county can put an ordinance in place, but they'd have to do it countywide.
Right, right.
What I recommended with him is Officer Pollock gave him the hotline to the Liquor Control Board.
Right, yeah.
And I suggested to him what they're doing is apparently they have after hours. Apparently their liquor license is till 2:30.
Well,
2:30 a.m.
The noise is anywhere. So
that's what we're talking about.
Until 1 a.m.
Right.
Well, let's ask Pete.
Right.
Right.
That's what we want to find out, because if we can adopt something, and I asked Jim to come because you know I can't talk to you guys about it, but this was from Hart Road.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'd like to make a motion that we check into with Pete Riggs in order to facilitate if we can add local businesses in on our noise ordinance.
Second.
One other thing I wanted to ask you too, Jim. It was brought to my attention. There might have been a big canopy put up outside there.
Oh, yeah. They about 2 weeks ago, they went hog all nuts there for about two and a half days. Put posts up and rafters up. Second. And once you apply wood, then they just covered it up with a blue tarp.
So
and
who's
like,
going to reach out to the board?
Yeah, now that's something. Ralph? That's something we might be able to get with county zoning on and see if they got permits.
All right. Good motion. Second, I'll call the question.
Okay, John.
Yes,
Ralph.
What's that?
Motion.
A motion to say you're going to go to the attorneys. To
oh,
see.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. I also have got with Jess. Do you have anything new when I got with you with that?
Yeah, so Captain Breaker actually went out there. He's been out there twice in regards to zoning about the parking lot, because I know that there's concerns with flooding and the gravel parking lot. And he also has taken them actual building permits to get that permitted, the pop-up that they put out there.
Okay, we're going to permit it after we start the construction.
Well, sometimes
yes.
We always do.
Let her finish.
The point of that is, and it says in the fee sheet, we can actually charge them four times the amount. They know, and they've known from years past, that they have to have a permit. Mm-hmm. They got this without a permit. So we are able to charge them four times the amount.
Okay.
Even though it has not been permitted to this point, as long as they send us drawings and send in all the proper paperwork, it can still be permitted. Mm-hmm. But we have to backtrack a little bit because that's why it's going to cost them a little bit extra.
Okay.
You can't deny them to now want to do the right thing.
Right.
But we can. That. And then, too, after the meeting, I got with Jessica the next day, went over. She immediately got on that. We weren't aware. See, this is the importance of some of the block watches is because we weren't aware that they had that back there.
Now, the reason for them putting that there is their that extension of their building, is that considered to be a unitized part of their building? Because if that extension of their building is still considered to be part of their building, then the reason that they're putting it there would still not be legal. Because they're putting it there so people can stay out of the rain and have a cigarette. Because they're going to put tables and chairs and everything.
That's more under the lines of zoning.
Okay.
And that's why we get a zoning compliance.
Okay.
Every building permit that comes in where they're constructing or erecting things, mm-hmm. they have to have a zoning compliance. And the zoning compliance comes from the Franklin County because they regulate how many square feet you're allowed to construct on each individual parcel.
Okay. Personally, I mean, I've shared this with you guys before, I don't drink. Don't have anything against anyone that wants to go out and have a beer, whatever. You're 21, go do what you want to do. But it's a bar. I'm not talking about just that bar. But if you're sitting there having a beer with your wife, your friends, whatever, what is the difference if you're sitting there in your second or third beer and you're going to light a cigarette? What? It's an adult surrounding. It ain't like there's 14-year-old kids in there being, and I know that's a whole different can of worms, but,
that's in the state constitution at this point.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah, they passed that in the state constitution, what?
10 years ago?
10 years ago, yeah.
I mean, you got a bar and all that smoke in a bar.
State law.
Yeah, it's a very unfortunate situation.
So now a lot of people. They're going to add a room to a bar.
Yeah.
So that you can smoke.
Well, they can be prohibited from doing a lot of those things. You know, unfortunately, the noise of a bar or something like that, you happen to be. Have your home in the wrong place, like a lot of other people in the world do, and it's
a
terrible thing.
I've made a few mistakes in my life, and this one's
it is.
Buy that house right there.
Yep, and it's crazy.
And when I bought that house, those people weren't running it.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. And, if they reapply for their permits and things,
When I bought that house, their parking lot was nowhere near my property.
I know it.
Now they've added 35 feet.
They keep adding on to it, don't they?
East. Now they're right underneath my window.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what the county comes back, or where they have to put grass back and dirt back.
Well,
they'll
do some things. I'm going to assure you of that. Okay. Alrighty. Who else we have? The rat. Oh God. Yeah. Don't let me forget about him. John.
Oh yeah.
You got a job there, man.
So what? I guess my question is, what are you
going to
do about it?
Yeah,
Jessica.
I've turned.
I want to say something. Can you facilitate a meeting with Joe from the Board of Health?
3411.
Can we meet out there? I'd like to meet out there and see. I'd like to hear firsthand why we are where we are. I know it got off the list on the list, irregardless of where it's at. Rather than sit here and talk about it all night, I'd like to set up a meeting out there. And then we can go from there.
Does it need to be Joe Mazzola, or can it be one of the other officials?
I like to get Joe. Joe is the, because I want to find out, I hate to use it this way. Well, let's get the top dog out there so that we can find out why, and then we're looking at this, and then I'll probably use your ladder that day so we can look over there and say, why is this in 2 years where we are with this? How does it get off the list and back on the list? Or, do they have kids? Do they not? It's crazy. And I apologize for thinking everything was good. And, when you sit up here, you think everything tends to be, okay, well, that's taken care of. And evidently it wasn't. So I do apologize.
Do you want to meet at township?
No, we'll meet right down there. We'll meet at his house.
Is that okay?
3419.
Are you comfortable with that? I mean, I don't want to put you in anything that...
Sure. You could pour in his drive, that way it's not plain through there.
Well, then we'll meet at that address.
3411.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I don't want to put anything on you.
Yeah.
So we'll just plan on meeting at the residence that has the issue.
But I'd like to be there, and if I'll talk to the other folks around that also.
Yeah.
Their problem.
We can all come out at one time.
Yeah. One thing I guess I'm unclear on is the... I understood the township could go in and mow and do these things. This has been going on. I think there's been complaints registered by other people before I got involved.
Well, I would like to have in this meeting also Jim Stevens and see where are we, or are we not able to use the House Bill 50 to go in and mow? What is holding us from doing that?
Might bring a bailer in too and bail it back.
Well, we have a big truck. See, I mean, is there an issue we can't get through to get? I want to get everyone together.
Something that has to be taken across.
Well,
both sides.
Right. Well, I want to get everybody together at one place. Right, but I want to get everyone in one place so we can get every question answered right there.
You can pick the house off of Klein Road.
Well, I know that. You can't go on.
It's terrible.
You
no
cannot go on people's property.
Right. But we can meet there with the Board of Health, I think, can't we?
Well,
we'll
can't pull in their driveway and I'll meet in his front yard.
Okay, pull in mine.
Okay.
You sure?
Sure.
Or do you want to meet here at the Township Hall and then let them go do their...
I'd like to stand there to be able to say, with you... To say, this is what's going on, this is what we've been told, and it keeps being passed around. Now everybody's in one page right here.
Okay.
Now, the other question I had on it was the police were out there with the Franklin Township, and I think you were going to check on that and see what. Because you told me that the health department told you to cancel what they were doing, and then you reopened it. Then I asked you, I said, I saw the police out there.
I honestly think I forgot. To tell you the truth, I don't remember asking them on that specific property.
Yeah, because I just wondered if it was connected to this or if it was some other reason they might be out there.
I can
at one point
check the fire.
It definitely, I think, was some drugs being run, but it's like nobody's there now. And I don't know if he's there or not because he's...
There in spirit and not in body anymore.
Well, he's smart enough that he's putting his pickup now into the garage, and because it just seems like, I don't know. At this point, I'd have to say, hadn't seen anybody for 3 weeks, so, you know, other than his friends or rats.
Okay. So with that being said, I'd like to make a motion if there's nothing else. Anyone else that Mary, did you have anything? I don't want to miss someone. Go ahead.
I don't know. I've got almost everybody's left.
That's
now.
That's fine.
I just want to know if people don't know about Juanita, and I know Jessica did, and she was asking me. She's married, moving to Perrysburg. I do have
up
the
north.
Address, and she's going to be closer to her daughter. It sounds like she's going into assisted living, because she even said, I think I'm going to have two bedrooms. I want you to come up and stay with me a couple days. So. When she gets settled, I do have the address. I can get it to Jessica and anybody
yes,
wants. I think Ron was asking for address to the road department to send her something.
She turned 98 or 99?
97 in March.
Okay.
Her health's going down a little bit, and she was having trouble with the osteoporosis and in her back and things like that. And she just has been going downhill the last month and not eating well. I've been trying to go over and give her make things that I think she would eat and things. And then Sunday she got sick again. She called her daughter, and they took her over to the hospital. And they've given her fluids and things like that, and she's getting much stronger. She's doing a lot better. I think she'll be very good for her to be that close to her daughter. So
she's a pillar of the community, that's for
sure.
Yes,
and I just want everybody to know, like I said.
Yeah,
and I will give Jessica a call.
Thank
and
you.
I can give her the address if anybody would like to send her
a
card or anything like that. And
yeah.
The first thing she said, I got to get with you with the block watch and the national line. I said, don't worry about that, Juanita. We'll talk about that later. That's far off. We'll handle it.
Yeah.
So, And Ralph, if you would, I don't have Gail and Barry's telephone number.
Okay.
Would you let them know? And I'll let some people that I know in our neighborhood that knows her.
Don't give them a call.
So.
Her daughter there had asked me to contact Patricia Davis too.
Because I didn't have, they asked me too about her. I have her telephone number. She said Sherry was asking for her cell phone number, and I said I didn't have her cell phone number.
I have her number. I'll call her. All righty. Thanks, Linda. Does anyone else have anything? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Me, John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
If you would, if you get a chance, go back and say that to you, because I'm
never pretty late
for making that call again. Just listen to the debate.
Always. Oh, I know. I looked through a school memories, and I'm like, there's going to be something. Wasn't me. Something.
John, I was pretty bad. At this point,
I understand. We have to be professional.
Well,
I wasn't trying to be unprofessional or anything.
You know what? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start getting a lot of things. You can go, but I am going to get a lot of things written up that I know. This is not a bad.
No.
There's some of this. Not good place. But little in hell. You see, you listen to what I listened to folks last night. Wasn't pretty, was it?